AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. It's a weekend of renewed mourning for the families and friends of those who were on board Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 when it disappeared a year ago. This woman's husband is among the 239 people who were on board.
Every waking moment, you're just thinking and remembering. And, you know, every corner you turn, you just feel that they're there and you can see everything that reminds you of them.
Meantime, in a new report out today, investigators say they've determined the battery on the flight data recorder died a year before the plane vanished.
It's not like a conventional battery where it runs out and it stops working. In fact, the report makes clear that there's reason to believe it probably continued working.
Aviation expert Mike Vivian tells Sky News the battery could operate for about 6 years, even though it had not been replaced. There were protests in Madison, Wisconsin overnight following the shooting of a black man by police. Police say the man had been behaving erratically and assaulted a police officer who was checking out reports of a disturbance. There will be more rallies today in Selma, Alabama, to mark the 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights March that ended there in violence. President Obama says the fight for civil rights will continue.
First and foremost, we have to recognize that one day's commemoration, no matter how special, is not enough.
A march to Montgomery, Alabama is planned this week. Former President Bill Clinton is defending his foundation's fundraising efforts.
There are more than 300,000 people, you should know this, who in some form or fashion have contributed money to the work we've done over the years. And I believe we've done a lot more good than harm.
Critics have questioned the money the foundation has collected from foreign governments, particularly while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. Questions have also been raised about Mrs. Clinton's use of private email accounts while serving in the Obama administration. President Obama tells CBS he didn't know about those accounts until he saw news reports about them. This is AP Radio News. Several people were hurt at a college party in California after a garage roof collapsed.
Their injuries included cuts and bruises. We had one female student age patient that had been impaled in her left leg by a piece of wood that was part of the construction that impaled itself when she fell with the rest of the people.
About three dozen people were standing on the roof when it collapsed in San Luis Obispo. There's not a lot of snow in Anchorage, Alaska these days, but that didn't hold up the ceremonial start of this year's Iditarod sled dog race. These people are among those watching the start.
I think the mushers and just their knowledge and how they love their dogs.
And how open air to talk to everybody. Yeah, it's really, really a great group of people, and they're real friendly.
Organizers had to bring in about 350 dump truck loads of snow to Anchorage to make sure there would be enough for that ceremonial start of the race. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.